The best of Big Rick in the morning.
All right. Abby, I'm going to have you start off by saying good morning.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Corn Studios. You were just like, you were really blown away by what a radio station studio looks like.
I was. For some reason, I was extremely impressed with the setup that you have going on here.
Yeah, this is, I was telling you off the air, this is one of the nicer setups I've had in my 25 years.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. I haven't been in a radio studio before, so yeah. This was a fun one.
We have brick walls. We have a really ugly orange couch right behind you there.
Giant piece of corn.
Yes. You do know his name, right?
I don't actually.
It's Corny.
It's Corny. Okay. Well, that's very fitting.
That was my reaction to when I learned we had a mascot.
Yeah.
I've got Abby Robertson in studio. And Abby, you're here to talk today about the Kringle Crate, which I originally talked to Freda Kovacs from Greenwood and Center Grove magazine about a month ago.
Okay, great.
And then you popped up on my recommended people to add on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, I know who that is. And, you know, we started chit-chatting. Yep. And I was like, hey, come on in. So let's talk about the Kringle Crate. How did this idea come about?
So this idea came about probably 4 or 5 years ago, just with my nieces and nephews. And I wanted a way to just kind of instill a tradition with them, something that they would remember me by, but also just do something a little bit different than the typical materialism that comes with the season. And so I found an idea on Pinterest, nonetheless, and it was Christmas Eve boxes. And Christmas Eve boxes, I'm by no means the inventor of the Christmas Eve box. That's something that has been traditional to families for decades, probably. But I put my own little spin on it, and I started writing letters from Santa to them, asking them to do chores and activities and just prepare for his arrival. And so the difference that I made with my box was just, it was activity-based. So when they wrote the letter to the kids from Santa, it had all these things that they had to do in order to get ready for his arrival. So they had to sprinkle reindeer food. They had to bake cookies for him. They had to put out milk. And so it just kind of walked them through some of those like fun activities that you normally do on Christmas Eve. It just put more structure behind it. And then again, I kind of personalized it to each kid. So
yeah. So, you know, forgive me. I don't know what a Christmas box is. So tell me what that is real quick.
So it's a Christmas Eve box. And it's a box basically that kids get on Christmas Eve. And it's usually got Christmas pajamas, a Christmas movie, maybe a Christmas book. And so it's just kind of some extra goodies to kind of help them like get ready for Christmas Day. And I just kind of put my own twist on it.
I'm a kid of the 80s. So I don't think we did that back in the 80s.
Probably not. This probably came about with Pinterest. That's probably like 10 years old.
Maybe a little older. I was the kid that was begging to open a Christmas present early.
Yes.
On Christmas.
Okay.
So this is kind of like that.
It's like that. It's definitely a present. It's just a little bit different. Like I said, usually you see it with like the pajamas, the Christmas movie, and it's just something to help kids go to bed. And I just added way more things for kids to do. So
nice.
You know, keep them busy.
This is something I might try for my kids this Christmas. I think that would be fun, you know, for them to like have instructions on how to set out the reindeer food and all that good stuff.
So last year I did the Christmas letter, just a traditional letter from Santa. And then this year, and kind of my goal every year is to keep evolving and keep adding new and exciting things for kids to do. So this year I actually introduced a Christmas Eve scavenger hunt. And it's a little bit more family friendly for the fact that families usually have obligations on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's not just sit at home and wait for Santa. It's usually visiting family, or maybe they go around and look at Christmas lights. And so with the scavenger hunt, your family can kind of customize it and check things off throughout the day versus trying to do them in order. So you get the letter from Santa and you do the Christmas Eve scavenger hunt.
You know, Christmas Eve is a lot busier than I remember as a kid.
Yes, it's very busy.
Yeah, well, lots of traveling around, last minute things at the store. I'm talking momisms here. This is things that moms normally have to do.
Yeah, moms and dads.
Yeah. Well, maybe not so much me as a dad, but
okay.
I'm kind of just lounging around, eating cookies all day. The Kringle Crate has been wildly successful. You actually are kind of on backlog right now. Is that right?
Yes and no. So I wouldn't call it backlogged because I was actually able to find some extra suppliers.
Awesome.
And so I don't want to say backlogged for the fact that we realized, hey, this is going to be wildly successful, probably way more successful than I could have ever dreamed, especially you know, just the last couple of days and being able to talk with you and WTHR and some other media outlets. And so at the second that I realized, hey, this might spiral out of control, I started contacting new suppliers and getting more orders in. Okay. And so, the first day that the WTHR special aired, I thought, oh my gosh, like, yeah, we're going to run out. We're going to go into a backlog. And so I was able to turn it around pretty quickly and restock, I think, three different times.
Holy cow. Wow.
Yeah. So probably 4 to 5 times the growth that I anticipated.
Okay.
But we managed.
Well, if somebody wants to maybe get a Kringle crate before the holiday season, yes. I mean, they're running out of time probably.
They are running out of time. I mean, it's the first week of December. So
how many orders are you do you think you're going to do this year?
We'll go over 500 orders this year for sure. Just with there still being about 2.5 weeks in the shopping season. But the good thing about being local is that we have lots of partners in the area. And so Tootaloo Toys and Debbie Pearson has just been, she's been instrumental in helping me develop and grow. And so she has no problem if I want to drop boxes off at Tootaloo Toys. And so you can pick them up there, but also you can finish some of your Christmas shopping with her. And I work in Greenwood. And I'm happy to meet up with people. And so we try to make it as accommodating as possible, but we still ship. And luckily, shipping times are pretty decent right now. So if you're in Indiana, you can still get it within a couple of days.
Okay. Where can they go to find out more about the Kringle Crate?
Yeah, it's www.thekringlecrate.com. And Kringle and Crate both start with a K.
It's kind of like corn with a K.
It is kind of like corn with a K.
Well, I did have... You know, you brought that up. I did see you on WTHR. I remember that now. And I just didn't put two to two together, I guess. But yeah, well,
it's because I'm live and in person and now you get to see the real deal.
Yeah. Well, so we're going to let her walk around the studio, take a bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
Look for her on Facebook, I assume. Is that right?
Yeah, we're big on Facebook. We do a little bit of Instagram, but Facebook's definitely the platform that we prefer. I prefer to show people real life. What does it look like with a business that runs out of your kitchen and has a 2-year-old involved in it? Yeah. So that's where you can find us.
And, you know, I'm just curious, what is your day job? What do you do typically during the day?
I'm an HR director with discountfilters.com.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, I still have a 9-to-5. Wow. I love it. The owner of Discount Filters, Tyler Dishman, he's been a huge mentor for me and he's always pushing me to do better, just go faster and figure it out. So I have two great business mentors and I'm just so grateful.
And your husband is probably a really big supporter too.
He's a huge supporter. My husband and I have actually been together for just over 18 years.
And, wow.
We met in middle school and you know, when you find the one, you just don't change it up. Right. So, he's just been, I'll probably get like a little choked up just talking about it because I push him and I'm probably not as grateful as I should be. But, you know, he's unpacking boxes, restocking stuff, moving boxes out of the house, anything that he can do. He's just bending over backwards and putting up with my shenanigans. And I'm definitely the more ambitious one of the relationship. He's the more calculated one. And so he's letting me ride this out and just coming along the whole ride.
Well, we'll see if this goes worldwide. How about that?
Sounds exhausting. I would settle for nationwide at this point, but worldwide, I don't know. I need another couple of years and maybe another Starbucks.
Yeah, there you go. And she's got plenty of it in her hand right now.
I live a very caffeinated life.
What drink is that, by the way?
This is just a vanilla cold brew.
Oh, okay.
Yummy. I guess cold brew's iced anyways.
Yeah, looks yummy.
Mm. I'll settle for just about anything that's that has coffee or caffeine in it.
Okay. Well, maybe your husband can go get you a big, gigantic Starbucks gift card from all the Kringle crates you sold
perhaps,
this year, right?
I think I owe him a gift card at this point. And it's not to Starbucks. I'm not sure what it is, but.
All right. Abby Robertson in from the Kringle Crate, which, you know, she's from Franklin. This started here and we'll see how big this thing grows. I'm very excited for you and
your
family.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. Thanks, Rick.
Big Rick in the Morning, weekdays 6 to 9 on Corn Country 100.3 and best of updates at corncountry.com.